This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 3 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Our next guests are here as part of Public Service Recognition Week. We have Assembly members Lauren Jones and also Carol Treem. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. Lauren Jones, this is your third term on the Assembly, is that right?
That's correct. I'm in my seventh year.
All right. And Carol, this is your first?
Yeah, I'm in my seventh month.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you both here. Thank you for your service. Lauren Jones, can you sketch out to our listeners what it's like to be on the Assembly? How many of you are there? How often do you meet? A day in the life, I guess.
A day in the life. There are nine of us. That includes the mayor. We are all elected for 3-year terms on a rotating basis. So every year there's an election where there's at least three of us up. 1 year is with the mayor and two assembly members. The other years are just three assembly members. We meet at least twice a month, sometimes three times a month between the committee of the whole and the assembly. And then we have a series of committees that they tend to meet once a month. Some committees meet a little bit more. We all have liaisons. So those organizations also meet like the Planning Commission twice a month, others once a month. I totally underestimate this. I figure that I spend probably a week, a month sort of in meetings or sort of getting ready. My wife thinks it's closer to two. But I tend to go to more meetings than I think some of the other assembly members do. So, you know, Carol works full time. Yeah. A lot of the other members work full time. I'm retired.
So Lauren has a full time job going to meetings,
yes.
Whereas I have a full time job
yeah.
at a job.
So maybe 40 to 80 hours for you.
Yeah, in a month, yeah.
And do you get paid or is it volunteer?
We get paid $500 a month. And I would say then they take taxes and Social Security and all that things out. Mayor gets paid a little bit more. I don't remember what the mayor is. But other than that,
so you're getting a few dollars an hour, it sounds like.
Right. I don't want to work it out to an hourly wage. I think I would be sad to see that number.
It's well below the minimum wage, I can guarantee.
Lauren, I will ask you this question as well in a second. But Carol, this is your first term. What inspired you to run and join the Assembly?
Well, I've been interested in local government issues since I moved to Juneau 5 years ago. And my background is in public policy. I have a master's degree in public policy. So it fits in terms of wanting to be engaged and involved in my community. It fits with my kind of interests and skill set in this policy analysis role that is part of every single decision we make on the Assembly. So that's what kind of spurred my interest in running last year.
And Lauren, take us back. What inspired you to first join?
I was involved in the campaign on the coastal management. And for many years, I'd been asked to run. And I said, no, never. That's just not me. And I finally decided I'd better, put up or shut up. And so I ran the first time and I lost. It was a 3-person race. Carlton Smith won that race. The next year I ran and won, and the last two races I've been unopposed. So apparently I've mollified enough of my critics. a landslide in a public election's, 55%. So there's always 40 or 45% of the public that aren't too sure they want to support you, but that's just part of the job, part of the task. And it is a service to the community. It's one way to participate. We're fortunate in that we have the time and inclination, but there's only nine of us, we have 30, 35 advisory boards, groups. We have 250, 280 citizens that volunteer to meet on different aspects that they're volunteering their time as well. Gives us valuable insight and valuable information. But when you think about it, over the years with only nine people on the assembly, there's not a lot of the population that either takes the opportunity or has the opportunity to do what we do.
Got it. Carol, tell us what it was like to run for assembly. Was it stressful, challenging?
Oh, man. It was terrifying. I did not particularly enjoy campaigning. It's very scary to put yourself out there and just be open to people who want to tell you, sometimes not very nicely, what they think about city government. But it ended up being a good experience, and I'm glad I have that now that I've done it once. I feel better about it. But I was mostly just scared the entire time and felt like I had no idea what I was doing. And I feel a little bit better now. I know slightly more what I'm doing when it comes to campaigning. But
And I'll admit I felt the same way.
Yeah.
It got a little bit easier. And actually what helped me was some of the group meetings, I'm much better one-on-one. I actually really enjoy going door-to-door because I was one-to-one if somebody answered the door. And, you know, you're in a fairly large group and you try to read people's language and things like that. Yeah. So, but what got to be more comfortable was going the door-to-door.
Yeah, door knocking was actually – surprisingly fun for me as well. I was nervous the first time I did it because it sounds like it's going to be something scary. But you have personal conversations with people and get to hear what's on their mind and what their particular concerns are. And it's a lot easier for me anyway to have those conversations than it is to speak in front of a large group.
Warren, what's something that you're proud of looking back on your time?
Well, a couple of things. You know, we've worked steadily on the budget. We've worked steadily trying to maintain city government and to keep our taxes low, but at the same time trying to provide the services. I've worked on a few task force here and there, and I think not to be contrite, but I think the thing that I have enjoyed and I think I've been the most successful is that I have been able to fit into each of the assemblies no matter who's there because you really are a team. You hear a lot about legislators and, you know, you read their newsletters and you think they were the only people there. You know, even the legislators I like, their newsletters tend to be, I did this, I did this. And I think we on the assembly have tried to really say, we as the assembly have done, we as a team have done. And just every year, you're going to get maybe one or two new people. I've never had an assembly completely stay the same year to year in the 7 years. And this year we have five, basically. Well, the mayor's in a new position and then four people that haven't been on the assembly before. And I feel the proudest of being able to fit into that and to be part of that team and to welcome them in. And so far, I don't think I've chased any of them away. So I think that more than anything is part of, you know, being in public service. You have to work as a group. You cannot go it alone.
And our current group, I don't know what the previous assemblies were like. Our current group gets along really well. And yep. If you listen to our meetings, you'll frequently hear us laughing. So we get along well, which I think makes us really productive.
It does.
Has something surprised you having gotten onto the assembly, Carol?
I don't know if there's any – well, zoning ordinances are something that I guess I knew I was going to have to deal with but didn't really – the reality didn't hit me until the first couple months and I was dreaming about zoning ordinances. And I just tell you that's one of the least sexy parts of the job but an important one. So I'm happy to do it. But I've just learned an incredible amount. Like every single topic that comes up is new for me and I have to learn about all sorts of things. And that's been actually a really fun part of the job.
Warren, what's been the most challenging part for you?
Staying on task, trying to sit in on a meeting that can be 2, 3, 5 hours. And every half an hour you change subjects. So you might go from zoning to a budget item, to water sewer, to an incinerator or a dryer for biosolids, to you know, what's the city manager going to do because he needs to fill a position to whatever. And it's so there's not like you have a meeting that has a theme. Now, committee of the whole sometimes or if you're on a task force, but assembly meetings and a lot of times a committee of the whole – you have 5 or 6 or 10 different topics and you have to listen, you have to learn, and then you have to make a decision. You have to say yay or nay. I think that was what was I sat through a lot of meetings and I was ready for it, I thought. But then actually sitting up there, I wasn't as ready.
Carol, what do you hope for the remainder of your 3 years? What would you like
to do?
Well,
I have to run again. I filled a vacancy.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I will have to campaign again, and thankfully it's still fresh in my mind. But one of the things that I'm hoping that I can help accomplish on the assembly is a climate change plan for Juneau. And I talk about this all the time, and I'm going to keep beating this drum that we should be planning for the future and how we adapt. I'm the youngest member of the assembly. I'm 30 years old. So I'm viewing all of these decisions in a really long timescale because I hope to be around in Juneau for decades to come. So that's my kind of long-term planning, is my goal to have the assembly be looking at things through that lens of what's a good investment now that's going to help us decades from now in the future.
Lauren, earlier you were talking about the importance of communication on the assembly with your fellow assembly people. I'm thinking of our listeners right now who might want to join the assembly someday. What else makes a good assembly person?
Somebody that is willing to think broadly, as Carol mentioned, you know, climate action. It takes many, many forms. Being able to listen to your friends say they disagree with you, being able to listen to people you don't know both agree and disagree. Sometimes through the anonymousness of an email or a Facebook post, or sometimes to you directly. But I had 26 years in state government. I was a division director for alcohol drug abuse for the statewide. So I was meeting with grantees all over the state. I was meeting with counselors. I was meeting with various organizations. So, you know, I was more used to that. But if you come from the private sector, to realize that what you do and what you say is all public. We do communicate as assembly members, but we're restricted by the Open Meetings Act to just how far we can go and how often we can sort of meet when we're not in a public meeting. And so a person out there thinking about being on the assembly, it is unlike the legislature, which exempts itself from the Public Meetings Act, the assembly does not. And so but just remember that what you do, what you say is always public. It is always public information. Somebody can go back and listen to this interview. Somebody can go and read the minutes and read what I said or Carol said or what the assembly did at a particular meeting. I had an email today and says, how come you're not doing something about this? I sent them the link to the minutes of the meeting in which that topic was discussed and a motion was passed. So it's those kinds of things you have to be aware of. You know, I sit on AML Board of Directors. It's the same thing. I'm on the Statewide Marijuana Control Board. It's exactly the same thing. So those are two of my other public service things that I do are on more of a statewide basis than just the assembly here in Juneau. So, but through all that time in government, that's the one thing I've learned is just remember what you say is public, what you think out loud is public, and then people expect you to listen to them. Absolutely, 100%, whether you think they're right or whether you think they're wrong, they expect you to listen and to be polite about it. And so my advice is get used to that. Be on a committee, be on the planning commission, be on some other board, and be ready for that.
Would you add to that, Carol?
Yeah, I would say it also takes patience, which I think is kind of summing up a lot of what Lauren just said, of you have to be willing to listen to people. If you think your mind is made up, people are still going to come try to sway you in the other direction. So and you have to listen to them. That's part of the job of being an elected official, is that you are listening to all of your constituents. About the Open Meetings Act, one nice thing about the assembly that I think is very different from the legislature, we are not coming in having secretly already decided what we're doing. We can't do that. We're not having backroom closed mm-hmm. conversations. The process is very transparent, and the public can be part of that process, which I think is a real advantage we have over the legislature.
I wish we had more time, you two. This is so interesting. if you're just tuning in, this is part of Public Service Recognition Week here on Juneau Afternoon. We've been speaking with Lauren Jones, Assembly Member, and Carol Treem, Assembly Member, about what it means to be on the Assembly and to serve their communities. It's been a pleasure, you two. Thank you so much. And
thank you
for your service. Like I said, I wish we had more time. But when can we hear you next?
Wednesday, we have a finance committee meeting.
We have a finance committee meeting. They have to come there. But I think we actually have
– regular meeting on Monday.
Regular meeting on Monday.
So tune in to KTOO.
KTOO 104.3 or KTOO.org.
That's right. You can listen to us.
Thank you so much, you two.
Okay, thank you.